T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, there he is.
What's up?
You hail from Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. Music has been in your life for such a long time. But was there a point in your life where you decided, like, this is the day where I'm going to do music for the rest of my life and be a musician?
I think there were multiple times I decided that. And they kept not working out. And then one time it did work out. I've played music like forever. I've always wanted to do music with my life, but like it's hard to do. But when I was like 18, I moved out of my parents' house and moved back to Norfolk. We were living in Richmond, Virginia at the time.
Yeah.
And I got a job as a loan processor. But I moved because I was like, all right, dude, I'm going to go back and I'm going to work with my buddy Roswell, who I work with on a lot of stuff. And I'm really going to like give it a go. This is the last hurrah probably. So, and it worked.
So that job as a loan processor really kicked you off to being a musician, right?
That was the worst job I ever had, dude. I've had a lot of jobs. And that was an awful job. Also, putting me in charge of people's loans.
Yeah.
What are you doing, man? I would come in from my lunch break high as hell and just like say yes or no to people's loans, not knowing what I was even doing.
Like, it's not my money. I don't know how to take it.
Yeah. Yeah. Just yes to everybody.
Do you have any shows that you recommend for binge watching, or what are you doing during this stay at home order binge watching time?
I've been watching this show on Amazon called The Boys.
All right.
It's from Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg. And it's kind of crazy. I just started watching it. And then me and my girlfriend have been watching Ozark.
Oh, yeah.
We're like halfway through the second season. I'm still like not fully into it. Oh. But
what season are you on?
We're like halfway through the second season.
All right. All right. The third one really, really picks up. The second one was all right.
That's what I heard.
First one was really good, but you'll be good on the third season. Do your friends think it's kind of cool that you're famous?
My friends don't give a shit.
Those are the best kind of friends to have.
Exactly, man. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're all proud of me, though. It's cool, man. Having friends that stick with you from when you're in like high school to you know, seeing you succeed. Same for me, looking at some of them.
Now, when it comes to making songs, writing songs, producing the songs, what songs come out better? The ones that are about heartbreak or the ones that are about happiness?
I think if you listen through my my catalog, you'll find I don't have any happy songs. So seems like the sad songs work out better.
So what's the saddest song you've ever wrote?
I mean, I don't know. They all mean something different to me. No. But yeah, I don't really know. I mean, Bank on the Funeral is pretty sad. Yeah. But yeah.
Everybody learns these songs. They go to concerts and they sing along with you and it turns it into a happy song.
Yeah, man. It's super cool, man. It's super cool.
What do you want people to take from listening to your music? Do you want them to kind of listen to it and get anything out of it, or do you just make it for yourself?
I mean, it's both, dude. Like it's very therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
Like listening to artists that were really, really honest in their songwriting growing up helped me a lot, you know, because it's like, depending on what they're singing about, you can relate it to your own life. And then, you know, there's certain artists that I used to listen to that really made me feel like this is somebody that understands something that nobody else does, you know.
Yeah.
So that's exactly what I want to do with my music, is hopefully whoever's going through anything can listen to these songs that I'm writing and relate it to what they're going through and feel at least understood somewhat, you know.
Who inspired you the most?
Andy Hull from Manchester Orchestra is a big one.
Yeah.
I've always loved his songwriting, and he grew up a pastor's kid too. I grew up a pastor's kid. So there was a lot of like, you know, growing up in church, you didn't hear people talk about like their their struggles with like their faith and stuff like mm-hmm. that. And so hearing him do it in such a well done way was just like, dang, like I've never heard anybody talk about this stuff before. And this is what I'm feeling, you know?
Yeah.
So definitely that's the biggest one for me.
When you write your music, do you have to go off somewhere?
Not really, man. Like I do like to be alone. I don't really like writing with other people that often. I do it sometimes, and it's always cool, but when I'm writing like the personal stuff, I like to be alone. Like growing up, I would just lock myself in a closet or a bathroom.
Yeah.
And I also sing really loud, which annoys people. So I do like to kind of lock myself away. Sometimes I'll write a song in 20 minutes, and then sometimes I'll be working on it for 2 months, you know, just coming back to it. So there's really no process for me. Like, I can't really do the like write a song a day thing. Yeah. Cause like, yeah.
Now I just got word that, you're going to play a song for us over Instagram Live.
Yeah, man. Going to do Hallucinogenics.
Let's do it. Amazing. Matt Mason, Hallucinogenics. Thank you for joining us on another edition of Socially Distant. Want to thank you. Want to thank all our friends at Atlantic Records for making this all happen. And of course, want to thank everybody for watching and hanging out with us on this very intimate show over Instagram Live. Thanks, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, dude.
Cool. We'll see you later this year.
Peace.
Bye.